we've been reporting this morning that Allstate, as well as State Farm, are dropping homeowners' property insurance here, and this is all due to the increased wildfire risks that we're seeing in California. Joining us now on the KSRO live line is a State Senator, Bill Dodd, who is a member of the California Senate Committee on Insurance. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Good morning. Happy to be here.
So tell us your reaction to hearing this news. State Farm announced this just last month. I know that Allstate had been saying that it was going to do this back in November. So what is your reaction?
Well, you know, it's something that's been ongoing. There's been a number of companies that have left the market. And it's that risk versus potential rate increase imbalance that we've got in the insurance market in the state of California. And one of the, we have Prop 103, which really restricts the rates that insurers can charge their customers. And this has, created this conundrum that, frankly, is helped a lot, I think, by what we've been doing. We, in the state of California, arguably, we probably spent $250 million a year before the fires in 2017 on fire prevention. This year, we've spent the state nearly $3 billion. And, when you take a look at our local counties, Sonoma, Napa, and other counties are throughout the state of California are spending a lot of money as well. And so that it's really that rate imbalance. But I think folks have been having a hard time getting new insurance, for their homes in the admitted market in the state of California for over a year now, at least.
Senator, is insurance in California a God-given right, and government gets to leverage companies to offer coverage in the state, or else being risk of being banned? Or is business business, and State Farm gets to say, we're not making money, we're out?
Well, they get to decide what their risks are. State Farm, it's really interesting. I did not know this until I was briefed on it. I believe it was last Friday. They have probably about 30% of the market. And so essentially, they've just determined that they're not going to cancel that 30%. They're going to keep that. But that 30% of the market is a huge portfolio that if there are catastrophic losses, and for example, the FAIR plan, which is the insurance policy of last resort when people can't, if somehow we had massive fires and that, the FAIR plan went under, they would be required to pay 30% of those losses. So there's a lot of underlying things that are at play here.
So I'm just going to point this out here, that critics may say that the kind of legislation that California has put through actually maybe has put us into this situation. I know that we can't necessarily control wildfires. We can do a lot of things to mitigate it. But are we putting ourselves in this position and sort of forcing these insurance companies out?
I don't think so at all. I mean, I haven't heard any specific concerns about any of the legislation that has gone through that would cause something like that. I think where we're at right now is we've got climatic conditions with climate change that are creating these infernos throughout, and it's not only just in California, it's throughout the western United States, and also throughout Canada as well right now. There are ongoing fires in Florida because of the hurricanes that they've got down there. They're in a far worse crisis than we are. And I don't want to get in the weeds, but reinsurance is how a lot of these companies have been able to mitigate their risk on big fires. And that's reinsurance companies provide a backstop for insurance companies. And that market is tanking right now as well. So this is kind of a perfect storm in insurance. I had a meeting yesterday with the insurance commissioner. The governor's getting involved, and I fully expect that we'll be able to make some short-term modifications that may make insurers feel comfortable writing more insurance.
The data says more wildfires are on the way, Senator, so the government's going to have to do something. I'm assuming the best way is to get businesses that do business in California to invest. Is that sort of helping to entice them to offer coverage?
Yeah, well, I think that's a perfect segue to what I was going to say, that right now we've got insurance companies that are do regular business in the state of California. And when they cannot write business, people go to, insurance agents go to what we call the unadmitted market, which is those markets outside of California and outside the country. And they're charging 3, 4, 5x times the amount of what a current insurance policy would cost a homeowner, for example. And that is creating a lot of problems. And if these insurers would be allowed to raise their rates, even like as much as 30%, which sounds outrageous. I mean, folks that are in these fire-prone areas all throughout the state of California would rejoice. 30% rate increase would be far better. So the voters voted this Prop 103 in, I think it was in 1998, and while it's done a great job keeping auto rates down and home insurance rates down, it never calculated anything or any modifications of that proposition going forward. So we're kind of working on that now to try to determine what things need to be done in the face of the regulation of Prop 103, which was passed by the voters.
We appreciate your time this morning. We know it's a complicated issue, but it is also an urgent one. Thank you for taking the time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That is State Senator Bill Dodd. He's a member of the California Senate Committee on Insurance.